Boss's Brexit anthem. Jaguar Land Rover has threatened 40,000 jobs if Britain leaves the EU's neoliberal single market and customs union. The carmaker made £1.5 billion profit before tax last year. Like the majority of big business, it is desperate to keep rules which help it shunt money, jobs, and goods around the EU on capitalist terms. They are part of maximizing the boss's exploitation of workers. BMW and Airbus have made similar threats. Using workers' livelihoods this way is a scandal. But giving into big business bullying won't work. Experience shows they'll take your handouts and move anyway, as soon as it suits them. Jeremy Corbyn has rightly argued for a new customs union which protects such jobs without blocking nationalisation and state investment. He must also tell bosses who hold workers to ransom they can expect summary nationalisation, with compensation only paid out to those who can prove they need it, not fat cats, migrant kids ransom. And while the bosses hold workers to ransom by threatening to move factories, migrant children must pay the bosses' government a ransom to be allowed to stay. The Home Office makes over £51,600 a day from charging the kids to register as British citizens, says immigration lawyer Colin Year. The cost of applying is £1,102, out of range for many destitute and persecuted refugee or migrant families. But the administrative costs are just £372. Children not registered as British citizens risk detention and deportation, often facilitated by the EU. They can even be denied school trips and college places. Of course, if you're a Hollywood actor marrying into the royal family, there's plenty of money for the fees. And you'll be fast-tracked. And get a free mansion in Kensington.